All righty, welcome back in from the Convention Center, Westwood One Radio Row, the 2027 X15 engine from Cummins, featuring better fuel efficiency, immense power, and backed by 25-plus years of experience. The 2027 X15 is built to rise above the challenges of tomorrow, the X15 forever rising. And now joining us once again on Radio Row, we stopped by last year, had a very good conversation, head basketball coach with the Wisconsin Badgers, and that's Greg Gard. Coach, great to see you. How you been?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. You know, I get to enjoy myself. I get to come to San Antonio, you know.
Pull out dust off the hat.
Yeah. You like the hat.
Yeah, I like the hat.
You know, go get all the great food and drinks and all that stuff. But you college basketball coaches, man, it's portal season for you guys.
It is portal season, although you get to do it here in San Antonio. It's all remote anyway. We're in a dead period, so you know, I can do the same thing from here that I could back in Madison. But San Antonio is always one of us, ours as a college basketball coaches community, favorite places to come for a Final Four. Obviously, the weather doesn't hurt, you know, how it is right now. And obviously, the locale and be able to walk to everything. It's a good spot.
So for you, because you've seen college basketball through so many different eras at Wisconsin, how are you guys adjusting and adapting? Because you know, you either got to adapt or you're going to have to get out of the sport because for me, right, for so many years, right, coaches, NCAA, everyone got a piece of the pie, and now it's the players' turn to get their money as well.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. I think that move has been good. I think just in terms of how you adapt, I've always said around our program, you either run to it or run from it. So we've chosen to run to it in terms of not only the NIL and the portal, but also how we've evolved as a program, specifically offensively. We've changed some things, we've evolved, and you know, we scored over 80 points a game this year at Wisconsin, the first time that's been done since 1970. So just how the game has changed with the officiating and knowing that if you want to be playing at this time of the year, this weekend specifically, you have to be able to score, and to do those things, we felt we needed to evolve and change some things and by at the same time still staying true to who we are and our anchors to our pillars that have made us so good for almost 25 years now. That Wisconsin year in and year out has been one of the most consistently successful programs in the country, and but you got to continue to adapt and grow.
You guys made it to the Big Ten Championship. That was a brawl between Michigan at times in the second half. I thought I was watching a football game.
It was like that, yeah.
You got to the second round of the tourney, and BYU was just on fire in that first half from three. How do you kind of look back at the season you guys had?
Yeah, a great year. You know, we were picked to finish 12th in the Big Ten. We ended up finished 12th in the country in terms of the last seeding ranking. We weren't supposed to be in the NCAA tournament at all. We ended up being a 3 seed. So, really good year. You always remember the last one. You know, we were a really good offensive team, top 10 in the country most of the year. So was BYU. We just unfortunately met them in the second game. And obviously they can really score and have really good players. And, by the time we got our kind of feet underneath us defensively, the hole to dig out of was a little too deep that we got close. We had the last shot to be able to tie it or win it. But all in all, a really, really good year. Great group of guys. Obviously, we led by John Tanjay, who was one of the nation's, if not the nation's, best transfer. And just how he came in from day one and fit with our other returning guys and newcomers. It was a really, really fun team to coach, a fun team to be around every single day.
So when I first think of Wisconsin, and it's like, give me one word, I think of tough. I think of a tough basketball team. In this new era now where you could just get into the portal so quickly, and you've talked about some of the changes, but the way that you may ask something as a kid, does that at all change with knowing that, okay, if you're too hard on a kid to get that toughness, that they could easily just walk out of the program?
No, it really hasn't. I've always thought that the really good ones want to be coached. They want to be told the truth. They want to be held accountable. The average ones don't, and we want the ones that want to be really good. And for really, Zach, the players over the years haven't, and I've been doing this almost 35 years, the players haven't changed. Everybody says, well, the kids have changed. No, they haven't. The externals around them have changed. Social media, NIL, portal, people that are, around them, their circle, so to speak, their accessibility to the general public, that has changed. But, the 18 to 23-year-old, or in Tanjay's case, I guess 24, they're still young men going through that phase of life. And the reason I really have up close, I got my own son on the team.
Yeah.
So for me, I get to
a little more personal.
I get to wear both hats. And
do you enjoy that experience coaching your kids?
I love it. Love it. It is unbelievable. I mean, I talked to Tom Izzo before I decided that Isaac, my son, was going to be on the team. He had, obviously, Steven on his team. You know, Brad Underwood had his son on the team, and it just
Hunter. I remember RJ Hunter in the
tourney. Yeah, there's been a lot. You know, obviously,
the Drews, obviously.
Yeah. So it's great. As a coach, you sacrifice so much. Your family has to sacrifice so much. And, you know, I missed a lot when he was growing up. You try to be there as much as you can, but you're never going to get the quantity that you want. So for this was an opportunity where he had chances to go play at smaller schools, lower levels. And he said, Dad, if I can do this with you, let's do it. So
that's awesome.
It's been awesome. He's been a terrific teammate, just one of the guys, and I don't treat him any different. I'm probably a little harder on him than most, but it's been a once in a lifetime experience.
But you're right, Greg Gard. So my dad, right, worked in radio. He still does, and the accessibility now. They used to get fan mail, right? Hate mail.
Right.
So if someone didn't look at the mail, you never got it. Now. Mm-hmm. Right, I grew up with the phone in my hand. Your kids have as well.
Absolutely.
You go on Twitter, you go on Instagram. Even when you're watching an NCAA tournament game, they talk like they have a commercial this year. Don't send hateful messages to players. You know, if you're mad that you lost a bet or whatever it is, it's tough to block that out. But then also, like I get disgusting messages. I think you just got to kind of realize it's some nameless person that's just trying to tear you down.
And in days gone by, they would sit at the corner bar drinking their old Milwaukee, you know, yelling at the TV. Now they have their phone and they can tweet and they get a microphone to the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, it has changed. You have to filter it. You know, you have to take it with a grain of salt and not let it consume you. But it's real. There's no doubt. And you just try to do the best with not only your own self, but obviously I'm more concerned about our players and making sure they understand that it has its place and keep it in its place. Don't let it wander into a place it doesn't belong.
I think the coaching matchups here are really fun because you got some of the older guard here in Bruce Pearl and Kelvin Sampson who have just tremendous redemption and revitalized their careers. And then you got John Shire, right, Duke legend, and now coaching at Duke trying to win a championship. And then you got Todd Golden, who got coached by Bruce Pearl in the Maccabi games, worked with him. It's a kind of a fun feel with two different eras of college coaches here.
It is. I think you see, you know, and Bruce and Kelvin's, you know, Kelvin stayed true to who he is. He still coaches his kids hard, and Bruce does as well. So I've known them both for a long time, and both do terrific jobs, and obviously know John and don't know Todd as well, but, you know, it will be. They'll tell you, and any coach will tell you, it's about the guys that are running around in those jerseys that really make those coaches. They all four of them have really, really good players, and obviously that's why they're still dancing here this weekend.
Well, always great to see you. Good luck this upcoming season, and I appreciate what you said about your son. It was a pretty cool conversation.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
There he is, Greg Gard, joining us from the Wisconsin Badgers. It is the Zach Gelb Show.